May the Lord give us courage and love to give to him unceasingly during this season. Amen. Sometimes waking up can be really tough, if you know what I mean. This morning was no different. So I pulled a Holy Rhema card that said, "Be prudent, be wise, wait for my timing, and you will be happy." And what that has to do with is yesterday, in the Lord's Supper readings, they were about the rapture again. I was examining my thinking and wondering all these awesome hints that we're getting, and yet everyone's talking about all the wonderful things that are coming soon. Could they be referring not to the rapture, but to an entirely new way of life that will come with this Tesla energy and med beds? So I asked Ezekiel, my husband, "What's the Lord saying to you?" And he said he got 3 rapture readings from the Lord's Supper and a Rhema card, as well as on our Rhema page. By the way, if you haven't yet tried that, please check it out. Heartdwellers.org. Go to the Rhema page, and when you click on the button, it will bring up a holy saying of encouragement or instruction. Do pray before you click, and you'll be shocked at how accurate the words are for your particular situation. A word in season. Anyway, after Ezekiel told me that, I thought to myself, surely the rapture is soon. And I was thanking God because I was tired, but thinking, "Lord, there's so much I want to do for you. Could you just restore some of my youth?" I mused. Then I pulled another card and it said, "Lean on the one who loves you." And so this morning when I awoke and put on my armor, I was in the kitchen feeling like I was about to die. I said, "Lord, I'm going to lean on you today." So I leaned on him in the spirit, and he became visible and answered me. Not visible to the naked eye, but visible in the spiritual eye. Okay, so he said, "Can you offer this to me, the pain and the weakness?" And I answered, "Yes, Lord, I offer it to you, but please help me not to be lazy." He said, "Beloved, this week will be full of trials. You do not have to invent any penances. Life will offer them to you daily. Receive these from my hand with great affection and offer them for souls in the state of the world. Contrary to all the positive things that are being said on the truther channels, you are in a state of war and things could get out of hand very quickly, which is what the remaining black hats are going to try and do. But understand the alliance of nations that have come up against this nefarious force have made a very big impact, and what is left of them is disheveled, a disheveled network that still has nuclear options. Prayer has done more than I could write in 1,000 books about this situation. Keep praying, and remember the scriptures say that when the restrainer, that is the Holy Spirit dwelling in every believer, when he is lifted and removed, then will the worst calamities occur. What I am saying to you is that there is a war to end all wars on the horizon, and the enemy is poised for it. You and all the others who are praying are holding it back. But to continue with what I was saying a moment ago, you will have many opportunities to offer me gifts of sacrifice, because at this time I need them. So be prepared for a challenging week. Do not allow yourself to resist. That in itself tires you out. Understand that these sacrifices are for my purposes, and receive them from my hand without complaint. This will be a huge gift of intercession for the world. Your tension about the rapture is only wearing you out. Let go of the anxiety. Be expectant, but do not allow it to become a pit of anxiety, as you have done in the past. By the way, enjoy your flutes, as I enjoy them. Finish the songs that we've written together. You were correct when you told a sister that this gift was given for relaxation and release from the tensions of the day. That is only one of the many benefits. The wonderful byproducts are beautiful songs that edify and lift up others. You know that my fingers are always at work when you apply yourself to music, and I love doing this with you, so enjoy it, and others will be edified. There are thousands of musicians in this world because I delight in music, but most of all, worship. So do not allow the enemy to put 1 ounce of guilt on you because you're enjoying making music. It is to my glory that you do so. And if only some of the others in the community would connect with this truth, you would have quite a nice little ensemble. That's kind of a dream I've had. Have you guys all together playing music. Beloved ones, I inhabit your praises and your music. It is a sweet-smelling sacrifice when you play with me on your heart. The enemy tries to inspire pride when you play well. But you who belong to me, you will keep it pure by rejecting his suggestions. This will strengthen you in other areas as well, because vanity and pride are the devil's favorite tools to draw my bride away from me. Reject his suggestions, my precious bride, and we will enjoy a taste of heaven on earth together. I bless you now, my beloved ones, with strength for the journey of this week, that you may offer me all the things that normally irritate you, and I will turn them to graces to draw all men to me. Give thanks in all tribulations, for this is my will for you. Meditate much on my passion this week. Keep me company as we recall my suffering for mankind. Truly, I adore you. Well, beloved friends, I wasn't going to share this with you, but it's been 2 days since I wrote this, and I want to tell you the little things that have come up with members of the community every day have exposed just how petty, selfish, and critical my nature really is. Oh, I am so ashamed of myself. This is just a heads up to you, dear ones. Watch your heart very carefully, and don't let one selfish action escape you. Definitely correct yourselves in the strongest way. The Lord is exposing how far we have to go to become saints. I cannot remember everything that's happened, but after 2 days of things not going my way, I realized this is not a brutal sacrifice for Lent. Rather, it is an exposing of hidden and selfish motives, and they make me feel so dirty and petty before the Lord. Thank God for confession and absolution. Thank God for his patience with me when I am tempted to throttle my sister or my brother over some tiny infraction. Well, he has forgiven me, and I am greatly humbled by what I saw about my own nature. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness and for exposing the rawness of my soul. I can hardly believe you love and accept me as I am. When I consider some of the attitudes I have, they must be a stench in your nostrils. Jesus began, "My precious, precious bride, truly these attitudes are not becoming of you and reveal areas where you still need to improve. More of me, less of the world. More time soaking, less time working. Come into my presence, beloved of my heart, and allow me to bathe you in my acceptance and peace." Self-hatred is truly a powerful force, and that is what Satan loves to use against my vessels unto honor. He seeks to take your ministry from you by continual condemnation. My dearest, I love you to distraction. And soon this ugly spirit will no longer have any influence on you. I long for that fast approaching day. And by the way, I forgive you. go and forgive others. Love them as I have loved you.